Let me be straight with you. This is a radio commercial for Three Small Business Insurance. The policy has no fine print. It's clear what's covered. So while you can't see the following scene, just know that this pet store is protected by Three.
Joe, did you leave the snake tank open?
Look, I don't want to point fingers, but yes.
It's biting me! Sorry, sir! I'm calling my lawyer.
They're going to need some help with this mess. Luckily, they have Three. No fine print, just exceptional coverage. Three is a product of Berkshire Hathaway Direct Insurance Company. Three. No nonsense, just common sense.
Fixed annuities, including multi-year guaranteed rate annuities, are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuer. Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to project the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to the Active Wealth Show with your host, Fort Stokes. Fort is a fiduciary and licensed financial advisor who places your needs first. He'll help you protect and grow your wealth. The Active Wealth Show has grown because activators like you want to activate their retirement planning with sound, tax-efficient investing. And now, your host, Fort Stokes.
Welcome to the Active Wealth Show, everyone. This is Fort Stokes, your chief financial advisor. This is a very, very important show, and you're going to want to hear all of this show. So, if you got the chance to drive around and not walk into Home Depot or Publix or Kroger, I would encourage you to do that because we're going to talk about the 10 things you need to do now to build a remarkable retirement in the future. Again, we're going to talk about the 10 things you need to do now to build a remarkable retirement in the future. But let's go straight into a market update.
Your Active Wealth Market Update.
The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ hit record highs on Thursday. And Microsoft Corp is to unveil their first new Windows operating system since 2015. U.S. equity markets opened at record highs Thursday as traders digested key economic data and awaited further commentary on inflation from the Federal Reserve. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 172 points or 0.51%, while the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ Composite advanced 0.51% and 0.56% respectively. Both the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ Composite are trading in record territory. And that is a stark difference, folks, from what it was last Friday when there was a whole lot of angst about the market losing considerable amounts of value. And it did retreat on this past Friday, so a week ago Friday. But the gains come as weekly jobless claims fell less than expected to 411,000. Remaining at pandemic elevated levels. Other data showed first quarter gross domestic product was unrevised at 6.4% annual growth, and durable goods orders were weaker than expected. Investors will hear from three Fed presidents this week as well. The U.S. 10-year yield was unchanged at 1.49% ahead of the data and the federal speech. In stocks, growth continues to lead the market higher as shares of companies like Tesla Inc., Apple Inc., and Square Inc. were set to open higher. I want to be clear about that, what that last sentence was. We're looking at growth stocks are doing better than value stocks, as an example. And so Microsoft Corporation unveiled on Thursday its first new Windows operating system since 2015. The company continues to flirt with a $2 trillion market capitalization and will need shares to close at or above $265.55 a piece to reach the mark. In deals, Visa agreed to buy Sweden-based open banking platform Tink for 1.8 billion euros or $2.2 billion. The deal comes 6 months after Visa called off its planned acquisition of the startup Plaid. In earnings, Darden Restaurant swung to a profit as both earnings and revenue exceeded analyst estimates and same-store sales nearly returned to pre-pandemic levels. The restaurant chain operator sees sales growth growing from 25% to 29% during the current fiscal year. In commodities, West Texas Intermediate crude oil slipped 30 cents to $72.78 a barrel, and gold edged up $2.30 to $1,785.70 an ounce. Now we're talking about market updates. Let's talk about this Atlanta housing market update.
Seriously, you got to see this.
According to Narada Real Estate Investments, and that's naradarealestate.com, the closed sales for the Atlanta housing market were up 7.3% so far this year. The median price in Atlanta and all the surrounding markets was $330,000, and it was up 15.8% year over year. The month supply of homes in Atlanta are 1.1, and the Metro forecast in the future is forecasting a 13% increase for this year in 2021. That's remarkable. Home prices were through the roof in 2020, and the pace of appreciation seems to continue in 2021. March's sales were 32.5% higher than in February, which is a positive sign, even though buyers are facing some real challenges with low inventory levels. The median sales price rose 15.8% year over year and 5.1% month over month. That is unbelievable, to $330,000, according to the Atlanta Realtors Association. Record low interest rates are enticing buyers into the market and giving them more buying power. Even as home values continue to rise, low mortgage rates give buyers more buying power. It's not only low interest rates pushing up prices to record highs. A lack of homes for sale is a big part of it too. Again, folks, this is a supply and demand thing, and don't take my word for it. This is Atlanta Realtors Association information. 2021 will be defined by low interest rates and low inventory, a perfect storm that will continue to push home prices higher. So if you're retired or retiring and you're thinking about, well, I need to go ahead and get out now, you may want to hold on. Obviously selling going into the school year would be a really good idea, but make sure you know where you're going next. I think that's a really big, important part. The median home price in Metro Atlanta hit $390,000 in 2021, an increase of 17.9% from last year. These factors should continue to push upward pressure on sales prices over the next few months. The Atlanta housing market is expected to see one of the country's steepest rises in home prices next year, according to the 2021 housing forecast from Realtor.com. The forecast shows a growth of 6.7% in 2021 compared to just 5.7% increase nationally. That's 0.4% higher. So we felt like it was important to go ahead and share all this information. The housing demand in March, residential sales were at 6,952 sales, residential sales, an increase of 7.3% from the previous year. The number of homes sold in March ranged from 1,045 in DeKalb County, 1,836 in Fulton County. Home sales will likely increase in the upcoming summer peak buying season, considering the impact of the pandemic and the continuation of work from home culture. There could be more home sales in suburban areas than in big cities. So I thought that was interesting. And we've got a huge housing supply issue as well. The Metro Atlanta housing market has been leaning in favor of sellers for several years. Shortage of homes has been even more acute during this pandemic. Housing inventory in the Atlanta area totaled 7,426 units in March, a decrease from 58.58% from March 2020. And new listings totaled 8,767, down 7.4% from March 2020 and up 25.4% from the previous month. The month supply over a 12-month period decreased to 1.1 months, which means sellers still cannot meet buyer demand. Experts consider the market balanced when the number of listings is equal to about 6 months of sales. Can you believe that? We're about 1/6 of what that is from being in a balanced housing market. So I just thought that was interesting to share with everyone. And when we come back from the break, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and share the 10 things you need to do now to build a remarkable retirement. And I think you're going to find all of these very interesting with all the volatility we're seeing in the market. Although we're on an uptick right now, you got to stay invested, because in years of tax increases and years of inflation, you've got to stay invested so you don't lose buying power. And we're going to talk about some of the things you can do to reduce fees reduce market risk, and also generate market-like growth and market growth that will help you keep pace and even in advance of inflation so that you don't lose buying power and you can continue to not outlive your money and have your money last throughout your entire 35-plus year retirement. We hope your retirement lasts 50, 60, 70 years. But, you know, we want to make sure that your money is going to last at least 35-plus years so you're not, you don't become a financial burden on your children and you don't become a financial burden on the government where you're just depending on Social Security income. We're so glad you're with us here on this very, very important Active Wealth Show this weekend. We're going to come right back. We're going to talk about in detail the 10 things you need to do now to build a remarkable retirement. Also, if you want this free report, all you have to do is send me an email at ford@activewealth.com. That's ford@activewealth.com. And we'll send the free report to you absolutely for free at no cost to you. Again, that's ford@activewealth.com. And you can also check out activewealth.com and click that set an appointment button in the upper right corner. And we're happy to book you directly into my calendar and give you a free financial plan. We're going to talk about that at the end of this show, how you can get a $1,500 free value, a free financial plan at no cost to you. And we're so glad you're with us here on this week's Active Wealth Show. And welcome back to the Active Wealth Show, Activators. I'm Ford Stokes, your Chief Financial Advisor. And we're here talking about the 10 things to do now for a remarkable retirement. And if you want this free report, all you've got to do is email me at ford@activewealth.com. That's ford@activewealth.com. And we're happy to give you this free report. So that way you've got it in front of you and you can check your notes. Number one is work longer. Your income is your greatest wealth generator. You probably post-pandemic and everything else, you may want to work a year or two longer or at least 6 months longer to make sure that your retirement funds are completely shored up and you've also got your expenses in line so you know what your monthly expenses are. And part of that work longer is also you want to get your real estate in order. You want to make sure that you're ready to maximize the proceeds of the sale of your home if you're looking to downsize, and then also make sure you know what the price is of the home you're going to buy. If you're going to a 55 plus neighborhood, or if you're going to the lake, or you're going to live in your lake house, or you're going to live at the beach, or you're going to go move to the mountains and buy a small place and build or whatever you're going to do. Obviously right now, be careful about building because the costs are outrageous. But number one is we want you to work longer and also get just to build up your nest egg a little bit more and make sure you get your expenses in line and make sure you're ready to live your life according to the 4% rule. And the 4% rule is not withdrawing more than 4% of your assets in a given year. And if you do that, you won't run out of money. And so let me give you an example of that. If you've got $1 million portfolio, that's 4% of $1 million is $40,000 a year. Well, if you can live on $40,000 a year plus your Social Security, let's say you and the wife or the two of you together are generating $36,000 a year in Social Security payments, net of your Medicare surcharges and net of taxes, you can live on $76,000 a year. And so I'm not asking you to only live on 40. I mean, you've got other means with Social Security income. So we want to work longer and make sure that before that last 6 months before we retire, we want to make sure that we've got everything in line where we're only going to spend 4% of our assets. We're only going to draw down 4% of our portfolio in a given year. That doesn't mean we only live on 40,000. That would be taking out 4% of our assets and then also adding to it any Social Security income, any pension income, things like that. Then number two is, and this is a really important one, and listen, if you were just going to your doctor and you weren't quite sure what the diagnosis was and you wanted to get a second opinion, this is no different. I would encourage you to get a retirement checkup from an outside fiduciary, from someone who is a Series 65 licensed advisor like myself. And you can book an appointment with me just by visiting activewealth.com. There's a set an appointment button in the upper right corner. You can also call our office. Deborah and her team are standing by at 770-685-1777. Again, 770-685-1777. And Deborah's super sweet. She's awesome. And she's happy to take your call. But you want to get a retirement checkup because number one is you want to learn the risk you were taking. So this is, again, number two on our list here of the 10 things you want to do now for a remarkable retirement. Number one, we said, was work longer and understand your expenses 6 months before you retire. Number two is we want to get a retirement checkup. We want to understand what's going on with our portfolio. We want to learn the risks you are currently taking. Number two is a kind of 2.2, we want to fully understand all the fees you are really paying in your current portfolio. Did you know you have potentially hidden fees in your portfolio with 12b1 fees if you have mutual funds or A share fees or C share fees? Those are fees that do not show up on your monthly or quarterly statement from your financial advisor or from your financial institution or your custodian. Those are fees that come out of your portfolio that are charged by the mutual fund companies that are in your prospectus, so they're not completely hidden. But I would just ask the question, how many of you have ever read cover to cover the prospectus that comes from the mutual funds you own? There's probably not one person driving around Atlanta right now who has ever read a prospectus of a mutual fund company cover to cover. Well, those are fees that are coming out. If you bring in your investments, all I need is the ticker symbol and the number of shares you own, and I can tell you the fees you are paying in the form of an expense ratio. That's kind of a hidden fee ratio, if you will, to show you how much you're paying a year that are coming out of your portfolio. Most 401ks that we see that come into our office when people are just about to retire and they want to have their portfolios analyzed, those 401ks, they are literally heavily laden with mutual funds, and they've got an expense ratio of usually right around 0.7 to 0.8 all the way up to 1+%. And that is really way too high. The expense ratio on our portfolios basically range from 0.15 to 0.17. So if you want a more fee efficient portfolio, then I encourage you to give us a call and we can help you do that. All right. And then 2.3, you want to get a retirement income if you do not have one. Cause I gotta tell you, retirement is more about income than it is about building one big nest egg. I realize your children are going to inherit the one big nest egg, but you're in a lot better spot if you've got an idea to generate tax efficient income for yourself, especially with it being very likely, if we're listening to the Biden administration, which I am not a fan of. If you listen to the Biden administration in Congress, it's likely that taxes are going to go up in the future. Well, if we think taxes are going to go up in the future, we need to reduce the risk of increased tax hikes on a retirement portfolio. I mean, in 1976, Willie Sutton was credited with saying, you know, answering a question that they asked him, the media asked him, why do you rob banks? I go where the money is. Well, guess what? The U.S. government, they've got $28.1 trillion, according to a report from 2018 in retirement accounts that they've never taxed on in 401ks and IRAs, 403Bs and 457s and SEP IRAs and simple IRAs. And they want their money. They're going to come where the money is. They're going to tax that huge amount of cash. Let me ask you, do you still think you should be paying taxes on money you earned and saved, you worked hard to earn and you worked hard to save 30 years later after you stopped working, or 20 years later after you stopped working, or even just 10 years after you stopped working? I would tell you no. And so what we do with our clients is we help them implement kind of a 5 to 10 year Roth ladder conversion plan to help them do that. So, and we'll give you that as part of your retirement income plan and as part of this retirement checkup. Then 2.4 is you want to learn what bonds you currently have in your portfolio. You want to understand the grade of those bonds. You want to understand the risk you're taking with your bonds. You understand the interest rate that your bonds are paying. And Let me give you a little secret. I can eliminate the portfolio fees and the advisory fees you're currently paying with your bonds 100%. And I can help you get a 10% bonus on the money you have invested in bonds if you move them from bonds into a bond replacement. And it won't cost you a dime. And would you like to know how I do that? If you would like to know how we're going to do that, I would encourage you to email me at ford@activewealth.com and we'll send you this free report. Or call us at 770-685-1777. That's 770-685-1777. Or just visit activewealth.com and click that set an appointment button in the upper right corner. 2.5, I want you to better understand the correlation of your risks. We can give you a correlation matrix of all of your assets that you currently hold and also recommend a more diversified portfolio. We can also help you better diversify your risk and reduce your risk by a measurement of standard deviation. If you don't know about standard deviation and the measurement of risk, then I definitely would encourage you to go ahead and get that retirement checkup by visiting activewealth.com and click that set an appointment button in the upper right corner. You'll get placed directly into my calendar and we look forward to working with you. Also, you can just call Deborah and her team at 770-685-1777. Again, 770-685-1777. When we come back, we're going to talk about the next 8 things you need to do for a remarkable retirement. You're listening to the Active Wealth Show right here on AM 920 The Answer, and we'll be right back.
Fixed annuities, including multi-year guaranteed rate annuities, are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuer. Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to project the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
And welcome back to the Active Wealth Show, Activators. I'm Ford Stokes, your Chief Financial Advisor. And if you're wondering who an Activator is, it's someone who listens to this radio show. It's someone who listens to this financial radio show who want to build a tax-efficient, fee-efficient, and market-efficient portfolio so they can have a successful retirement. And right now, we're talking about the 10 ways to build a remarkable retirement, the 10 things you can do right now to start building towards a remarkable retirement. And number 3 is we're going to start building a smart financial plan that includes smart risk, smart safe, and smart tax. Again, the smart financial plan is something that you're going to have smart risk with like tactical asset allocation, smart safe with safer products and sound products that are not invested in the U.S. stock market or international stock market for that matter, and are not invested in bonds that are publicly traded either. And then smart tax, where we're implementing Roth ladder conversions, we're investing in tax-free investments. There's only 2 types of tax-free investments out there. That's Roth IRAs and life insurance. And then number 4 on our list of 10 things to do now for a remarkable retirement is smart risk. You want to work with an actively managed portfolio. You want to have the strategy for that. You want to have tactical asset allocation where we rebalance your portfolio every single month. We don't just hang in there. If we see alarms and signs in the market, we rebalance to help protect and grow your wealth. We also will send you our free RayStar portfolio performance sheet that is really performed incredibly well. We're happy to share the performance in 2019. In 2020, and so far this year in 2021, of our top performing portfolio. And we'll email it to you. All you got to do is just send me an email at ford@activewealth.com. That's ford@activewealth.com. It'll even give you the makeup of the portfolios as well, currently. Number five is Smart Save. We're going to help you get market-like gains without market-like risk. We're also going to help you even get a bonus on your money. We're going to try to do everything we can to take risk off the table for like 40% of your assets. And we're going to help you follow the rule of 100. So here's the rule of 100. You take 100, subtract your age, and the remainder that's left over is the amount of money that should be invested and at risk in the market. So if you're 60 years old and you subtract 60 from 100, that's only 40% left over. That means only 40% should actually be at risk in the market. And as you're driving around right now and you're listening to me, you probably have over 60 to 80% invested in U.S. stocks right now and some international stocks. You're probably in equities up to probably 80% even as a retiree. And I would encourage you to reconsider that plan. The other thing you could do is implement a bond replacement strategy. We'll talk about that here in just a bit. But we want to make sure that you're considering that bond replacement so you can get a higher rate of return without this the bond risk that we're seeing out there with reinvestment risk, interest rate risk, et cetera. And with Smart Tax, I'll give you a secret. We can save you six figures in lower taxes during your 35-plus year retirement. If you'd like to know how we do that, all you got to do is call our office at 770-685-1777. Again, 770-685-1777, or visit activewealth.com. And you can click the set an appointment button in the upper right corner, and you'll get placed directly into my calendar. And we'll give you a free financial consultation, or as my friends in Canada say, a free financial consult at no cost to you, and it's a $1,500 value. We'll also include a Roth ladder conversion as part of this Smart Tax plan. Now, with tax rates are still low, I'd encourage you to consider trying to start implementing, especially if you're married filing jointly, or if you're a widow who's not working, or a divorcee who's not working, and you've got a low income right now, it's probably the best time ever to implement a Roth ladder conversion. And the best way to do that is to take a taxable account. Let's say you've got investments or stock or whatever, a taxable account, and pay the taxes on the money you're converting from your IRA to your Roth IRA, dollar for dollar. You're converting the money you're converting from your IRA to your Roth IRA, dollar for dollar. And then within that same fiscal quarter, you pay the taxes on it by liquidating a portion of your investment accounts. You're taking taxable money, paying the taxes on your tax deferred money, and all of that money that was in the tax deferred bucket or the tax deferred account in your IRA moves to your Roth IRA. And that Roth IRA is the completely tax-free bucket. There are no RMDs. There's no ordinary income tax on the money that's in your Roth IRA. And the only medicine with a Roth IRA, you've got to wait 5 years from the time you open the Roth IRA to take to withdraw money from the Roth IRA. That way, the principal and the gains are completely tax-free when you withdraw money, and you can draw as much as you would want. And the other is you have to wait 5 years from any Roth conversion. Let's say you've got $1 million portfolio and you're converting $150,000 to $200,000 a year. Let's say you're converting $200,000 a year. Well, that's great. You're going to do that for 5 years. Plus, you'll have to do it for six or seven because of the growth on that money. You're going to have to wait 5 years from each $200,000 conversion to access that $200,000 and the growth on that $200,000. And it's really simple and easy. You can just submit a Roth conversion form to your custodian, whether it's TD Ameritrade, like who we work with, or Fidelity. We also work with them as well, or Charles Schwab, or major custodians that watch your money. Because again, we don't take possession of anyone's assets ever. We just have limited trading authority within your investment account to protect and grow your wealth and to balance and rebalance your investment portfolio and allocate it accordingly to what's going on in the market. But again, the idea here with the Smart Tax and number six is you want to implement a Smart Tax plan, definitely at the point you retire, or definitely the year after you retire when your income goes down. because we want to keep you in that 24% bracket or lower. Just so you know, we're looking at a $328,900 limit on the 24% bracket. Everything below that is 24% in taxes or lower in our progressive tax system. Anything above $328,900 in income will be taxed at 32% or higher. So we want to keep you in that 24% and down. But as a reminder, the current 24% bracket, if you don't think taxes are going to go up in the future, I would beg you to reconsider. You're looking at the current 24% bracket was 56% from 1960 to 1963 during the Kennedy years. That's 8% higher. That's 8% higher. I'm holding up eight fingers right now. That's 8% higher than 2X. Now I'm holding up two fingers, than two times the current 24% bracket. And what that means to you, if you take out $10,000 to help for a child's wedding, I mean, a grandchild's wedding, or for a rehearsal dinner, pretty nice rehearsal dinner, you're going to have to take out more than two times that amount to get your $10,000. Because if you take out 10 grand and they take 5,600 of your money and you get 4,400 of your money, that's going to be a very bad day for you. And we're going to keep that from happening. So implementing a smart tax plan is probably one of the most important things you can do to build a remarkable retirement. I have a client, her name is Diana, and she's fantastic. She works at a government agency, and she's got right around 800 grand. And she's implementing a Roth ladder conversion. She's just about to retire, but she's starting her Roth ladder conversion next year. And she's going to convert. She's going to be able to live on about $40,000 in income, and she's saving a little bit of her money back. And she's going to convert about $120,000 a year for the next, 7 years, and trying to minimize the taxes she's going to pay. And also for her one child that she has, she's not married filing jointly, so she's having to stay underneath that low single filer level in the $160,000 range. But she's converting $120,000 a year, and it's going to work, and she's going to eventually chew up most of her IRA, and she's got an investment account that's going to pay the taxes on that. But she's going to save over $370,000 through her 35-plus year retirement by implementing this Roth ladder conversion. When we come back, I'm going to share one more Roth ladder conversion story. And we're talking about number six right now, which is a smart tax implementation of the 10 things you need to do for a remarkable retirement. We'll be right back right here on AM 920 The Answer, The Active Wealth Show. Welcome back to the Active Wealth Show. Activators, I'm Ford Stokes, your chief financial advisor. We're talking about the 10 things you need to do now to build a remarkable retirement. And number seven is stop investing in bank CDs right now. It's a perfect segue into our beating bank CD segment.
Need a higher rate of return from your safe money? Listen up. It's time to beat the bank CD rates.
You invest in multi-year guaranteed annuities or fixed index annuities instead of bank CDs. Multi-year guaranteed annuities and fixed index annuities carry a 100% financial reserve requirement, whereas bank CDs carry between 3 and 10% financial reserve requirements, according to the FDIC. Personally, I would rather invest in a 100% financial reserve product with a fixed index annuity. Also, during the Great Depression, I want to remind everybody that life insurance companies and annuity companies that had 100% financial reserve did not close their doors during the Great Depression. And 60% of all banks closed their doors, and only 40% of those reopened during and after the period of the Great Depression. So bank CDs are not the way to go. They're only paying, if you go to Ally Bank, I think it's paying 0.6% of 1%. It's only paying 0.6 of a percent right now, whereas we've got MIGAs that are paying 3.05. It's a three-year, or 2.40 on a two-year, and 2.10 for a one-year multi-year guaranteed annuity. We're talking 4 to 6 times that amount. But if you invest in a fixed index annuity, you can lock your money up a little bit longer and just generate 5% penalty-free withdrawals from it. We've seen illustrations as high as 9.84%. And so if you want to see an illustration on a fixed index annuity that could be a great bond replacement for you as well, that can also, which is number 8 too, which is generating retirement income you can never outlive, then I would encourage you to give our office a call at 770-685-1777. Again, 770-685-1777. Or you can send me an email at ford@activewealth.com to get this free report, the 10 things you need to do now for a remarkable retirement. And then let's get straight into this bond replacement and how to generate retirement income you can never outlive. And that's investing in a fixed index annuity that does not carry advisory fees or portfolio fees, because we like to invest in accumulation-based annuities. We eliminate the income rider fee that is usually associated with most fixed index annuities that are income-based. We think you can generate your own income by doing 5% penalty-free withdrawals and do 1% higher than the 4% rule and still be responsible and get market-like gains without the market risk. Your money is invested into 10-year treasuries, and they take the interest from that after the first year with your 10-year treasury, and they invest it into options and things like the Barclays Atlas 5 Index, or the Credit Suisse Raven Pack, or the Credit Suisse Momentum, or the S&P 500, or whatever. But also, one hint here, when you invest in a fixed index annuity, be very cautious and careful when you're looking at it and get a high participation rate in the index that you're invested in. You want to make sure that you've got that index link that you have. You want to make sure that you've got like a 90%+ participation rate. Right now, we've seen other fixed index annuities from other advisors who just like selling that product so they can get a trip or whatever out of the carrier. We see them selling it for 32 to 38% participation in how the S&P 500 does, as an example. We sell products that have 90 to 100% participation in indexes like the Barclays Atlas 5 or the Credit Suisse Raven Pack that are delivering between 7 and 9.84%. So give us a call if you're interested in that. Now go ahead, Sam, and play Chapter 15 of my new book, Annuity 360, about bond replacement.
Chapter 15, Bond Replacement with Fixed Indexed Annuities. Big idea. Historically, bonds have seen volatility when the market is volatile. Fixed index annuities are not subject to the same volatility, which makes them a much safer investment. You might have heard a financial advisor talk about replacing your bonds with annuities to protect your wealth and grow your retirement funds. At my firm, Active Wealth Management, we believe this is a smart way to protect your future. Many people have learned that bonds are a safe way to invest your money, but there are some downsides to bonds that should make you think twice. We'll talk about some reasons why you should consider replacing your bonds with annuities. First, here's some information on the history of bonds in the United States. Historical bond volatility. The 1900s saw two secular bear and bull markets in U.S. fixed income. Inflation peaked at the end of World War I and World War II due to increased government spending. The first bull market started after World War I and lasted through World War II. The U.S. government kept bond yields artificially low until 1951. The long-term bond yields were at 1.9% in 1951. They climbed to nearly 15% in 1981. In the 1970s, globalization had a huge impact on bond markets. New asset classes such as inflation-protected securities, asset-backed securities, mortgage-backed securities, high-yield securities, and catastrophe bonds were created. Early investors in these new asset classes were compensated for taking on the challenge. The bond market was coming off its greatest bull market coming into the 21st century. Long-term bond yields declined from a high of 15% to 7% by the end of the century. The bull market in bonds showed continued strength in the early 21st century, but there is no guarantee with our current market volatility that this will hold. See chart 15.1 to see the incredible difference of investing in a fixed index annuity versus investing in bonds. Why you should consider replacing your bonds with annuities. The first question you should ask yourself is this: why would you take market risk with your bonds when your bonds can lose their value? If you just look at the history alone, you can see how uncertain the future of bonds is. Inflation and fluctuating interest rates play a big role in bond yields. Interest rate risk of bonds. Bonds and interest rates have an inverse relationship. When interest rates fall, bond prices rise. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, investors have moved their money to bonds because they believe it is a safer investment option. However, this has caused bond yields to fall to all-time lows. As of May 24, 2020, the 10-year Treasury note was yielding 0.64% and the 30-year Treasury bond was at 1.27%. Reinvestment risk of bonds. This is the likelihood that an investment's cash flows will earn less in a new security. For example, an investor buys a 10-year, $100,000 Treasury note with an interest rate of 6%. They expect it to earn $6,000 a year. At the end of the term, interest rates are 4%. If the investor buys another 10-year note, they will earn $4,000 instead of $6,000 annually. Consider the possibility that interest rates change over time when deciding to invest in bonds. Systematic market risk. This refers to the risk that is inherent to the market as a whole. It will affect the overall market, not just a particular stock or industry. This can be unpredictable and it is impossible to avoid. Diversification cannot fix this issue, but the correct asset allocation strategy can make a big difference. Unsystematic market risk. This type of risk is unique to a specific company or industry. Similar to systematic market risk, it is impossible to know when unsystematic risk will occur. For example, if someone is investing in healthcare stocks, they may be aware of some major changes coming to the industry. However, there is no way they can know how those changes will affect the market. There are two factors that contribute to company-specific risk. Business risk. There are two types of risk, internal and external. Internal refers to operational efficiency. An external would be similar to the FDA banning a specific drug that the company sells. Financial risk. This relates to the capital structure of a company. A weak capital structure can lead to inconsistent earnings and cash flow that can prevent a company from trading. Reduced advisory fees. Investors who trade individual stocks may know how much commission they are paying their broker, but individuals who buy bonds often have no idea what type of commission they are paying. Bond dealers collect commission on bonds they sell, called markups, but they bundle them into the price that is quoted to the investors. This means you are unaware of how much commission you are actually paying. Standard & Poor's estimates of bond markups is 0.85% of the value for corporate bonds and 1.21% for municipal bonds. However, markups can be as high as 5%, up to $50 per bond. Bonds have finite durations. Bonds only provide income for a finite amount of time, unlike an annuity, which provides income for life. You must reinvest your money if you want to continue generating interest with bonds. However, reinvesting with a bond can sometimes come at a loss, as we discussed above. Annuities will provide you with an income you can never outlive.
I hope you learned something from that bond replacement chapter in my new book, Annuity 360, that you can get for free at annuity360.net. That's annuity360.net. And that's number 9, is start learning, improve your knowledge. Knowledge is power in retirement. And number 10 of our 10 things to do to build a remarkable retirement right now is to meet with your financial advisor every 6 months and rebalance your plan and look at it from interest rate growth, income, your entire retirement nest egg amount, and the taxes you were paying throughout retirement. You want to minimize those. You've been listening to the Active Wealth Show right here on AM 920 The Answer. We're going to talk more about the things you need to do to build a remarkable retirement next week right here on AM 920 The Answer on the Active Wealth Show.
Thanks for listening to the Active Wealth Show. You deserve to work with a private wealth management firm that will strategically work to protect your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free consultation, call your chief financial advisor, Ford Stokes, at 770-685-1777 or visit activewealth.com. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Active Wealth Management are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.